Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 10th of November. I'm Paul White, and we are beginning our study in the book of 2 Peter. Yesterday, we introduced this little letter written by, or at least spoken by, the Apostle Peter. And what I mean by that is it's possible, especially based upon the last few verses of his last chapter of 1 Peter, where he tells us that Silvanus, By Silvanus, I've written this to you. That's an indication that perhaps he didn't actually put pen to paper and do this himself. That may or may not be the case in the second book. Odds are if he didn't write it in the first, he may not have written it by his own hand in the second. He doesn't really tell us one way or the other in this book. He does actually indicate he's writing this epistle, at least late, right about the beginning of chapter 3, although he doesn't say for sure that it's him actually writing. I don't know that it really matters. What I think does matter is how Peter and the other apostles, particularly those who had walked with Christ, and I mean namely, you know, John, the Johns and the Jameses of the world, how they viewed themselves in relation to the other saints, because you would think it would be quite easy to have the mentality of, well, I walked with Jesus and I talked with Jesus, and so you should probably pay attention to me because I was there. And even if Peter doesn't have that attitude, which we're going to find out in a minute he doesn't, it would be easy for people to treat him that way. Like, well, we should probably just listen to what Peter has to say. I mean, he did walk with Jesus. And there might, and there's, that's probably true, that they should do that, but there's also the sort of this human tendency to think that other people have a level of faith that maybe you don't, or they have a level of faith someone else doesn't have. I mean, I went through this, and growing up in the church, I would see men of God. We'd have people come in and preach meetings in our church, and I would see God move, and people would get all excited about this person that was preaching, and I would think, man, they have a level, they're at a level with God that other people aren't at. And it wasn't necessarily true. In fact, a lot of times it wasn't true at all. They weren't at a level that other people weren't at. Now, it is true, I think, that some people walk softly and walk closely before the Lord, and they follow, perhaps they follow the Holy Spirit in a way that others don't. I don't discount that at all. But this idea that they have some superior level of faith, I think, is false. And watch how Peter combats that in this opening to 2 Peter. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter, first of all, he calls himself an apostle. And he has no problem with that. He's someone who has seen the Lord, and he is someone who is building the church. But he also calls himself a bondservant, so he's saying, look, I'm willingly submitting myself as a servant of Jesus Christ, and that's important. Then he says, to those who have obtained like precious faith. That phrase in the Greek would sound a little more like, to those who have received faith of the same value that we have. And I think what Peter is doing is important. As a leader of the early church, he is saying to all disciples, all adherents to the faith, what you have is of the same quality as that we have. We don't have this level of faith that you don't have access to. Nothing, as I've gotten older, nothing to me is more grotesque in ministry than the attitude that, well, that I'm probably at a level you're not, and I have a level of faith you don't, and God hears my prayer in a level yours. I think the people open themselves up to all kinds of deceit when they go down that road, because it's the real framework of cultic thinking. It's sort of cultish behavior. This guy has all the answers. This guy has a direct line to God. Don't teach or believe it if this guy hasn't first, because who are you to think you have some sort of revelation? This guy ain't got that revelation. If this guy ain't got that revelation, what are you doing with that revelation? That probably isn't the right revelation. And all kinds of, and I'll just call it what I think it is, all kinds of foolishness like that, because I think that is foolishness. And just this idea that it's off limits to you because you don't have the relationship they have. I think Peter combats it. I think Peter, by saying, those of you who received faith of the same value, it didn't say you've earned it, didn't say you worked for it. You received it. It was a gift. What you have is the same thing I have. And you're walking in the same amount of faith I am. Faith, or I like to say it, that might not be the best way to say it. Probably the better way to say it is the way the Greek says it. The value of your faith is the same as the value of my faith. The currency of your faith is the same weight as the currency of my faith. So you have the same access to the Father that I have to the Father. All you have to do is use it. And I say to my podcast audience, as if anybody thinks anything otherwise, the currency value of your faith, you the listener, is the same currency value as my faith. You don't have this less ability in the realm of the Spirit than Paul White does, believe me. I'm just a guy who loves the Lord and knows the Lord loves me. I don't make all the right decisions. I'm not always confident that I'm doing the thing that is optimal. I am wandering around, listening to the Holy Spirit, loving life and seeing good days, trying to release people into liberty. I'm stumbling up against questions I sometimes don't know the answer to. I find myself questioning things I used to never question. I deal with my own level of condemnation for that. Why are you dealing with this? Why are you even questioning this? What's wrong with you? I fight against things I learned. I fight against things I come up in ministry hearing. And I'm also growing and re-embracing things I cast off, stuff that I had gotten rid of and said, you don't need that in relationship, that's too religious. And now some of them, I'm picking them back up because I found that perhaps they weren't the problem. Perhaps I was the problem. Perhaps these traditions and formulas weren't so bad. Maybe I had something to learn from them, but I was too immature to learn them. I'm just wandering around like you are. But the value of my faith and the value of your faith are equal. And that's what Peter teaches us. And if we learn nothing else from the Apostle Peter, this first verse of 2 Peter 1 might be a really good thing to learn. Our faith, his faith, their faith, your faith, valuable in the kingdom of God. Currency that works. We'll continue on tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.